It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. Before we get to our beautiful, beautiful choice, do you want to make mention that yesterday was the day when the last penny was minted in Philadelphia, which was the same place that the first one was minted. I guess it was in the same mint. Certainly they've updated the building since then.
Okay.
230 years in circulation. And then now they made the last one. So we say goodbye to the penny. Did you guys know that we had a half cent?
No.
Guess not.
That was discontinued in 1857. Quite
really?
Some time ago, yeah.
Boy, if you think the penny is a waste today, imagine having a half-cent piece.
A half-cent piece. So now, I mean, with all the inflation trouble we've been having, now I guess the minimum is 5 cents for your thought. So
mm-hmm. Yeah,
guess it immediately goes 5X.
Yeah.
We have to change the song to Nickels from Heaven.
I know it. It just does not sound as, I guess maybe we're just used to pennies from heaven. Then it'll be nickels from heaven, and then we'll get to dimes from heaven. And then finally, Bitcoin from heaven.
Hey, did you see they're going to auction off the last few pennies ever minted? I wonder what the last penny ever minted would bring at auction.
Maybe a bunch in 50 years.
$1 million?
Would it be $1 million? I'm no pneumatist, pneumatist.
Yeah.
You know the penny people, the coin people?
Mm-hmm.
The coin people. What do you call those people?
Coin collectors?
No, it's pneumastodonists.
Pneumastodonists?
Yes. Pneumastodonist.
Okay.
They would know, of course. And I think coins are an interesting study.
That's ought to be good. Okay.
Well, have you ever seen like really old coins, like Roman coins? They're real irregular shaped, and it's just it's creepy looking. I don't know why they didn't make them as good as we make them now. Back in Roman times.
When I was a kid, our parents encouraged us to collect something, and so I collected stamps. And my sister collected coins. Coins.
Which one's better? Stamps can get more colorful, have great artwork, all that sort of thing. But coins seem easier to handle, to look at. You know, stamps, you got to be all careful and you keep them bagged up. And
I like stamps because I was also encouraged to collect a specific genre. So, of course, I collected sports stamps. You'd be amazed how many sports stamps there are from around the world. Hmm. Sports figures and events that are honored on these stamps. It's incredible. I had many huge binders of sports stamps from around the world. It was great. I loved it.
I had binders full of women like Mitt Romney did. Anybody remember that story?
No.
No.
Mitt Romney?
Yeah.
When he was a kid?
No. Oh. I think he was trying to say that they had a binder full of potential female candidates for something or another when he was running for president.
Okay.
But I just remember everyone making fun of him for saying he has binders full of women.
Hey,
something strange like that. They did want to emphasize that although they struck the last penny at that mint, that the penny remains legal tender. In fact, there's 300 billion pennies in circulation right now. 300 billion.
Wow.
That surprises me.
That is a bunch.
So that's how many pennies for if we have 300 million people, let's say, in the U.S., although we have a little bit more than that now. But let's just say there's 300 million. So 300 billion is 1,000 pennies per person.
Is that something like that?
How do we not know the multiple?
I'm no numerologist.
Pneumastist. Pneumastodontist.
Yeah, so don't run out today and look for all your pennies around the house because they haven't increased in value.
Right. Exactly. What's going to happen to the penny smasher machines? where you find those in tourist traps. As a kid, I always was obsessed with those.
Yeah, and why was that legal?
I don't know. Because, yeah, we were always told, you can't drill a hole in a coin and wear it around your neck. It's defacing currency. That's a treason.
Jail.
But yet people would do it and nobody cared. Would the government really throw you in jail for drilling a hole through a dime?
Or putting a penny on a railroad track and smushing it when the train comes by? The kids in the neighborhood
always... That's a childish term.
Smushing it?
Yes.
Well, we did this when we were kids.
Yeah.
And there was always a kid in the neighborhood saying, that's against federal law. You're going to go to jail.
Yeah. And there's always someone saying it's going to derail the train, too.
Yeah.
Which, that was our hope. We put stuff on the train tracks to see if we could derail the train.
Yes.
We clearly were not thinking things out.
No.
Like, well, if it derails a train, that's a really, really bad thing.
Yeah. Right.
We couldn't think that far.
Like, what kind of stuff would you put on?
Rocks.
Yeah, we'd put bricks, rocks, branches,
yep.
Anything. And, of course, the train just shooed it to the side.
Yeah.
Like it was nothing.
So those penny-smashing devices at tourist traps, I read somewhere that they're preloaded with pennies, almost like the one that you put in isn't always
Doesn't
the one
come
that's
out.
Smashed.
Huh.
But I swear there's other ones that you don't you put the penny in the smashing receptacle?
I don't know, man. I have never spent time thinking about penny smashing machines.
You never did that when you were a kid.
No, I thought they were.
Oh, it was so cool. Yeah, because it would imprint it with the logo of whatever place you were at, or you know, something like that.
Was on Lincoln's head?
No, it would.
Put Applebee's on Abe's face? What? I don't
hold
understand.
On, hold on. My brain just needs a moment. I'm buffering. Okay, caught up. Caught up now. Yeah, something like that. It makes it into kind of an oval shape,
okay.
like the Ford oval, like that.
It's a Ford F-150 on it.
Yeah, it's weird. Was Ford Lincoln's vice president?
He was
no,
Nixon's
you're thinking
vice
of the
president.
Lincoln Kennedy thing. Golly, man, what are you on?
Yeah, Christmas. That is a weird thing. The Lincoln Kennedy thing.
Yeah.
Kennedy's
weird
secretary
thing.
Was named Lincoln, and Lincoln's secretary was named Kennedy.
No, it's not that crazy of a thing.
It's too strange.
It's not it too is. Strange. No, it isn't.
Maybe Abe was in on it.
No, Abe was not in on it. also read somewhere else that you need, for the smashing machines, pre-1982 pennies, because that's more full
they
copper.
Smash better?
Yeah, because now if you smash a post-82 penny, it's got all this silver stuff in it. So we've cheapened pennies over the years. Anyway, that came off the assembly line yesterday, the final penny. Coco Austin. Do you know who she is?
No.
She is the wife of Ice-T.
Okay. Hmm.
And they have a daughter named Chanel, who is 9.
Is she Chanel Austin or Chanel T?
That's a good question. Is T her middle initial or her hyphenated last name, like Chanel T. Austin? Chanel T. Austin is better than Chanel Austin T., right?
I think so.
But you may remember the news story that Chanel Austin T. Austin breastfed until she was 6 years old.
Oh, boy.
Wait, what?
Somehow I knew we were getting to a breastfeeding story. If it was a beautiful choice, I knew that some bull crap was going to come out
story.
Like that.
Well, have you seen Coco Austin? She's got plenty of supply.
Jugs.
Let me do a little research here.
It doesn't affect the supply, you moron. Just because she has a big rack doesn't mean, oh, yeah, she's a huge milking machine.
Is that Mark, a drop, or did you just say that?
I'm just, Mark. It's your cartoon brain.
Mark and play for Edwarder.
What? My cartoon brain?
Yeah, keep going. So what's
you don't
the
think
story?
It stands
so they
to
had
reason.
The beautiful
no, wait
choice
a second, wait a second.
To keep breastfeeding at I'm, six? Or?
George, look.
It
look,
matter.
George. Oh. Look how big they are.
George is staring at him.
It doesn't matter. No, I'm not.
Yeah, you were.
No, I'm not.
I saw you.
To slam deliciously.
You don't think it stands to reason that she has more capacity?
No, because they're fake. It has nothing to do with her
milk ducts. No, she has bigger means
ducts.
Of production. I think that if you have bigger number breasts, one. You have bigger milk ducts.
You're almost out of time. So what's
the beautiful choice?
Should we go to 7 now or 8?
You should let the child decide, which is what Coco Austin did. I'm not finished. She said she was Coco Chanel. Oh, no, Coco Austin. I'm sorry, was on the Dumb Blonde podcast.
No way.
Last week. And she clarified this. She said that Chanel was able to eat by a year old. She was eating full, solid food. But it was just the bonding experience of nursing. She said more of like, okay, I'll give you the milk, but it was more that she wanted to be around me. So it was just a beautiful bonding exercise.
Yeah, great. That kid's not going to be messed up.
Well, why did you say that?
It is too late.
I just said what I said.
Breast milk is very nutritious.
It's way too late.
Let the kid decide. Yeah, let the kid decide when they go to bed. And
what if the kid?
You ran out of steam just then.
I was letting Craig talk. But yeah, if they walk down the street or the sidewalk, just let them walk down the middle of the street. It's their decision. They're a kid. They know everything.
And what if the kid decides?
Suck on this for a while. Then walk to school down the highway. It's fine. Make your own decision.
Obviously.
And what if the kid decides?
No parent said that sentence.
She did.
Suck on this for a while, then walk down the highway to school.
I guarantee you that's how she talked to her five-year-old.
And what if the kid decides to do that until they're 45?
Yes. It should be allowed. The
child according to the Book of Gordon, it's fine. Let's make the world as effed up as possible, and we just all rubber stamp it and say it's great.
No, it's Dr. Sears. I think he recommends this.
Anything past a year is weird.
Yep.
Anything past a year?
Yeah, a year.
Anyway, Coco Austin, who's 46 years of age now, she said, look, she's not going to be going to be 16 and on my boob. She's eventually going to figure out that this is kind of strange or weird and stop. And that happened to be around 6, which
six.
She acknowledged.
She's on her way to first grade. That's not weird.
Extremely long time. Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah. Did
hey,
Coco.
Class, we're going to talk about what we had for breakfast today. I had Pop-Tarts. I had Cocoa Puffs. I had my mom's milk.
Mark, and play that for Edward.
So you think she dropped her kid off at her desk at first grade and then had to get in there with a paint scraper to pry the kid off her boob?
Bingo.
Anyway, bingo. I just wanted to clarify that that's a beautiful choice.
Oh, yeah, that's
Coco
a beautiful
Austin
choice.
Made.